A lighter load is coming at an opportune time for the bisons. The Okotoks Bisons, the 1st of February 27, extended their winning streak to 9 games by knocking off the Kainai Braves 8-2 on January 16 at the Murray Arena in just their second game of the month in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Practice takes on more importance, and it probably came a good time with COVID and some sicknesses and guys out patching up some injuries, said Bisons head coach Brad Cobb. We take it and look at it as a positive, and practices have been a big focus for us down the stretch. Practice sessions have emphasized fine-tuning systems work at even strength in the neutral zone, as well as special team sessions. We only have 6 games left, so we're kind of getting prepared for playoffs here, and practices are huge for us, said Bisons defenseman Cabe Blindkild. Having that extra time off to get some rest is big for us too. Practices are getting us into shape, especially after that Christmas break taking that turkey off. Okotoks showed no signs of rust on January 16, riding a 5-goal second period to the 8-2 triumph over the visiting Braves. Alastair Standen and A.J. Belanger scored twice, Dylan Wenzel, Adam Kirkpatrick, Cody Steinert and Simon Smith Burness bulged the twine, with captain Evan Woods, Jake Snashel and Scott Brown registering 3 assists performances. We had a lot of good puck movement, which we tried to do, the coach added. Games like this, you can become a little bit selfish when you look at your opponent, but we played as a 5-man unit and moved the puck around real well and executed some of the system stuff that we worked on in practice. Okotoks had just 15 skaters in the lineup, giving its healthy players a chance to shine in every facet of the game. It's a great opportunity for all of the players out there, Cobb said. When one guy goes down, another one comes in. We've yet to have our lineup in there really, if you want to look at it, all year long, so that's positive for all 25 players. We're confident that anybody can play in any situation, and that's what you want. Those opportunities can land the players in uncharted territory, in a good way. We've had a lot of COVID issues and injuries throughout the year, so guys get a chance to play in different places, Blindkild said. I'm usually a D-man and I've played forward this year, so guys get to move around, and I think it's fun for all of us. This coming week, Okotoks has an opportunity to clinch first place in the Southern Division if it can win its next 2 games. Okotoks is in Medicine Hat to battle the second-place Cubs on January 21 and play the Airdrie Thunder at home on January 25. The Bisons have a 9-point lead on the second-place Cubs, while the Thunder represent one of the stiffest tests in the Northern Division. It's a good gauge for us, and, more importantly, we get some tougher competition, Cobb said. And we also want to send messages to those teams that we're going to be a force in the playoffs, and we don't want to give them any hope that they could beat you. We want to make sure we're focused in to play those games like they're playoff hockey. For more information, go to okotoksbisons.com.